This morning we focus our attention on the reason for the season, and that is to celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ, God's Son who was sent into this world. The children did an awesome job to present their gift to the Lord this morning. What gift will you bring Jesus? Mary gave God her life. In Luke 1:38, and Mary said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary was a young girl when the angel of the Lord came to her and shared with her that she would give birth to the Son of God. And she willingly gave her life. Everything about Mary changed from that day on. But she was willing. She gave him her life. And also Joseph gave God his life. In Matthew 1:24-25, the scripture says, "And Joseph, being roused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife, and he did not know her until she bore her son, the firstborn, and he called his name Jesus." So the angel of the Lord came to Joseph, and he also did as God commanded him. Everything about Joseph changed from that day forward because he came into agreement with what God wanted to do in his life and how God wanted to use him. They gave God their lives. And so my question and challenge to you today is, will you give Jesus your life? God has a plan for your life. He has put seeds of potential on the inside of you. And he's asking you today, what gift will you give to me? I gave you everything I had. God gave us his son. And he continues to give to us. God is a loving heavenly father who continues to give to his children. Will you give him your life today? Jesus told us in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me." There is no way for us to come to the Father unless we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that he is the Son of God, that he died for our sins, and he rose again, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. And he's praying for each one of us right now. The Son of God sits next to his Father and prays for you and I. We have great prayer support going on in the heavenlies. God has a plan for our life. And just like Mary and Joseph, they gave their life to God. And God supplied all of their needs. He let them know what they needed to know, when they needed to know it. He connected them with the right people at the right time. He warned them when it was time to get out of the city and get Jesus away because they were getting ready to slay the children. You see, God knows everything. And God wants your life. He wants all of you. Jesus said we're to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. That is all of us. What will you give Jesus today? Jesus is the way. People say there's lots of ways to get to heaven. But what I read in the scripture is there's one way. And it's only because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that we can boldly go to the throne of grace. Have you received Jesus Christ so that his blood can wash away your sins? Nothing washes away our sin except the blood of Jesus. He's the only way. Don't believe what people are saying. Jesus Christ is the only way. And he is the truth. I've heard people say, well, you have your truth and I have my truth. No, Jesus identified himself as the truth. We think of the truth as principles and laws and something abstract. Jesus Christ is a person and he is truth. Personified. He was the Word of God made flesh. He is the truth. What Jesus said and continues to say to us is eternal. He's the truth. Do you know the truth? Because when you know the truth, his name is Jesus Christ. He said he will set you free. Are you struggling with something this morning? Are you struggling with an addiction? Are you struggling with a memory that keeps haunting you? Are you struggling because you have bills to pay and you don't know how you're going to make it? Are you struggling today? Jesus is here for you. He's the way. He's the truth. He's life. People look for life. They look for eternal life. We will only have eternal life through Jesus Christ. He said, I'm life. He also told us the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. So all of the destruction that's going on in your life comes from the enemy of your soul. His name is Satan. He hates you. He wants you miserable. If you're miserable today, could that be because you haven't fully turned to God? Our God is a God of all comfort. He comforts us in the midst of our sorrow. He comforts us in the midst of our trials and difficulties. When you become a Christian, everything just doesn't become happy ever after. But we have a God that loves us, that is for us, that comforts us, that supplies for us, that reaches out to us, that never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's always watching over us. We serve a mighty God. He's life. He said, I came to give you life more abundantly. God has abundant life for us. And in the Greek, that word abundant means life with his favor. Life with an advantage. You see, when you know Jesus Christ and you're in covenant with him and he's walking with you and he makes a way for you, the favor of God opens doors for you that nothing else can open. God said, I'll open doors for you that no man can shut. Someone needs to hear that this morning. God will open the door for you that no man can shut. God will make a way. Remember, he's the way where there seems to be no way. God is preparing the way for you. Do you believe that? Put it 100% into your heart. God will not forsake us. And he sees all of the effort that you put into it, into doing what's right, because that's what's in your heart. When you're a child of God, you want to do what's right. And God helps us. Sometimes we mess up, that's true. But God helps us get back up. The scripture says a righteous man falls down 7 times, but he gets right back up again. And he keeps moving on. Aren't we thankful today that there's forgiveness for our sins because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ? He's the way. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are born again into the body of Christ. And we are many members, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. We are one body, and Christ is the head of that body. You see, we bring our gifts. And we present them to the Lord. And we work together as one body. We have different gifts, but every gift is needed for everyone to work together. It took several people to put on this production. Many gifts were used today. People willing to sacrifice, parents willing to sacrifice, setting aside their time so that God would be glorified and His message would be presented today in an excellent way. We're one body working together. We bring our gifts to the Lord. God wants all of us. He just doesn't want just a small part. He wants all of us. There was a line in the program that says, the power of people giving together. There's power when we work together as one. Psalm 133:1 says, how good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. God commands His blessing of life upon us as we dwell together, work together in unity. And unity comes by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit was sent to us. Jesus went away and He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I must go so that the Holy Spirit can come. And the Holy Spirit is here. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us about what will we give to the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your presence today. And thank You, Lord, that You're speaking to each one of us. Lord, You know what's going on in our lives because You know every detail about us. And so, Lord, we thank You that today You're with us. We can have confidence, Lord, that You're with us. And for those who are weary today and those who came to church not feeling well, Lord, we thank You that Your presence heals them, that Your presence sets them free from any heaviness or depression. Lord, restore their joy, renew their strength, renew their minds today. Draw them close to You. And we thank You for it, Jesus. While your heads are still bowed, if there is anyone here today who has never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, today is your day. Today's the day of salvation. Don't leave this place today without asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. And we thank You for this great salvation, Lord, that we can be born again into the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.